We have two church ordinances handed down by Paul. They are the Lord's Supper, 1 Corinthians 11, and water baptism, Romans 6. These were not nailed to the cross with the Old Testament ordinances, as some imagine, Ephesians 2:14, 15, and Colossians 2:14. These ordinances were introduced by the Apostle Paul after the crucifixion of Christ and refer only to the new creation in Christ. They are freighted with deep spiritual significance. Hence, to neglect them is to walk disorderly. The first reminds us of Jesus' death in our behalf and should be observed at stated times. The second figures our death, burial, and resurrection with him and should be observed once by each individual. Wholehearted saints gladly do so and reap the gracious benefits of willing obedience to God. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. 2 Thessalonians 3:14 and 15. Paul's word is God's word. It carries divine authority. They who believe and heed it receive divine blessing now and through all eternity. Dear reader, study these two epistles side by side in entire dependence upon the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth, longing to know and enjoy God's very best. Do not arrive hastily at a conclusion. Let not former views bias you. Seek to know the capstone of divine truth. You will find unspeakable riches herein and become overwhelmed with an entrancing hope, even the blessed hope of the excellent glory, which purposes to place us who dare to believe it with the living creatures in the midst of the throne and round about the throne. Revelation 4:6. This concludes the reading of The Blessed Hope of the Sons of God, Lessons on 1 and 2 Thessalonians by A.S. Copley.